Friday afternoon, the 14th of April, 2023. I've just been for my fortnightly visit to the job centre for a 10-minute meeting just to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, what I've agreed to do to look for work, which I am. So it didn't take long. It didn't even take 10 minutes, if I'm honest about it. It's just me confirming that I've been looking for work and the guy behind the counter making sure that I look like I'm telling the truth. And he gave me a leaflet for a jobs fair. So he's done his work and I've done mine. And we're both happy. Everybody's happy. And I need to keep more of a record, but sometimes copy-pasting from a fortnight ago is enough to keep a record and it keeps people happy. So on the way to the job centre, I had a bit of an insight about monism, which may or may not be true, but it's a thought at least that's worth exploring. And my theory about monism and dualism is that looking at the world as if it's good and evil, which is a dualist approach, is what causes disease. It's a psychological split, which then gets projected out onto the world, but the psychological split is what produces the process that leads to disease in your physical body. And I don't really have any major diseases. I don't have any major illnesses. I've had a lot of psychological issues going on, but nothing particularly physical over the years. And I think what's probably happened is I've isolated myself to protect myself from the physical process. So because I was thinking in terms of dualism and didn't realise it until quite recently, well, 4 or 5 years ago probably, but it's taken me a while to get to the point where I've got this into a series of ideas that I can go in a process. So what I think's happened is I've subconsciously pulled away from the physical manifestation process to protect myself from what would have become physical illness, physical disease, if I'd been connected to the physical process. So my social isolation and my withdrawal and the level of boundaries that I've had in place was quite considerable, but it's protected me from the physical manifestation process of that dualism, of that dualistic thinking. So I've done myself a favour without even knowing that it was a favour. It looks like it's isolation that I can't overcome, and it looks like it's a large number of boundaries that may or may not need to be there. They look like they don't really need to be there at this point. But a year or two ago, 3 years ago, they would have been in place. They were all in place pre-COVID. They've been in place for many, many years. But until I got to the place where I'm seeing the world as a monist process, as an operation without any good versus evil going on, nobody to blame, nobody attacking me personally, it's an impersonal process. So until I got to that place, then the protection was in place. Once I've got to the place where I've dropped a lot of what I perceive as my immune system, my psychological immune system, so they're The realization that viruses don't exist allowed me to drop my psychological immune system, the boundaries that were in place to protect me from what I perceived as a threat from the world. And once those boundaries have come down, I've been able to start perceiving the love and the support and that part of the process. So the projection onto the process of my own internal psychological split is what produced the protection. And once that's gone, once that's reduced, then there's no need for more protection. In fact, probably the boundaries are coming down even more as I go along here, because I'm perceiving much more support and recognition and acknowledgement and just love generally in the world than I've ever perceived before. And I'm liking it, and I'm acknowledging it, and I'm responding to it. That doesn't mean I'm completely trusting everything and everybody, but it does mean that my default position now is look for the beauty and look for the support and look for the love and look for the good in whatever situation is happening. In other words, use the situation to understand what's going on as a learning process and as a way to make something of the situation rather than perceiving it as an attack. Look for the misperception of attack and then flip it around and look at the perception of beauty and the perception of good and the perception of truth that's in that situation, because those are there as well as the perception of threat. And then once you perceive the beauty and the truth and the good, you can start to let go of the little bit of perception of threat that remains, the little bit of lack of trust that remains. It has to be there because it's part of my makeup, my psychological makeup, but it doesn't have to be there in large quantities. All it has to be is like a 1% skepticism and 90% acceptance and the rest moving up and down on a scale. So I could potentially get to 99% acceptance. There'll always be a level of skepticism. There'll always be a little bit there, because that's how I am. Is it part of my nature, though? It's what I perceive as being part of my nature. And it's a useful thing to be skeptical. It's a useful thing to not trust sometimes and to look for other motivations. Everything's got mixed motivations attached to it. Nothing's just one motivation. There's always more than one thing going on. It's just a matter of the ratio between the different things that are going on. And it doesn't stay at the same ratio. The levels will change as the process moves. So the idea is not to get stuck in one particular perception of what's going on, because at some point you may need to flip it on its head for it to make sense, as I've done with the dualism monism thing. I've flipped the dualism on its head back to monism in a lot of situations. I think the dualism is inside. It's contained within the monist approach. So then there's still room for all of those things that go on within dualism, but it's a small part of a monist system that's actually quite supportive in its own way. Nature is abundant and supportive in lots of situations, and humans are supportive in lots of situations. They can be bullshit merchants as well in others, but a lot of the time, people are just quite supportive, quite open, quite compassionate. So it's only a matter of getting the proportions accurate, and then you've got truth. Because all of these things exist, it's just a matter of finding the proportions in the here and now is what gives you the truth of the situation. And when you've got the match, then that knowledge is truth, and you can respond appropriately from that point. Anyway, I wanted to get that out just because it's something that was on my mind during the job centre meeting. And I went for a cup of coffee at a new cafe called the Flower Cafe, which is in the old Transport and General Workers Union building, the old union rooms. And they've got a bar at the front and a cafe in the old courtyard that was at one point a Japanese restaurant, but now it looks like it's cafes. It's an afternoon teas kind of place, tea rooms, coffee rooms. So it's a little bit more expensive than my regular cafe, but it's quite a nice vibe, and it's got a clear roof. So it's got a glass roof or perspex roof. I don't know which it is, probably glass. Looks like it needs a clean, but apart from that, it looks fine, which it'll be a good place to be during the summer. If it looks like it's going to rain, then you can be outside, but with a glass roof. I think it'll work quite well during the summer for me. It's £3.15 for a cup of coffee, though, that's the thing. So the coffee's more expensive there than a coffee elsewhere in most places. It's an extra 40p, 45p, 50p even. So we'll have to wait and see, but occasionally it'll do no harm. And I found a spot with electrical sockets, so I can take the portable setup that I've got and record material in there, although the music was a little bit loud. If I get in there early, it won't be as loud. It's just because there was some stag and hen parties starting to arrive in the bar, so they turned the music up at whatever it was, 1:15 it would have been that I got there. All right, that's it for now. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you a bit later.